Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
We here, baby. Laura.
Hey.
You ready for this new Pop Smoke?
Let's go.
Pop Smoke album out. It's called Faith. On the album, Kanye West. Pusha T's on here 2 times. Rick Ross, 21 Savage. Shout out to Ross Swish out there. He been running with Pop Smoke from early. I'm glad he's getting a look on here. Busy Banks, too. You got Takeoff on here. Futures on here. Neptune's produced several records on here. Pop Smoke, Lil TJ, Sway Lee. Yo, Pop Smoke, Dua Lipa. Pop Smoke, Chris Brown.
Wow.
Pop Smoke, Kid Cudi. A lot to listen to. Let's celebrate the bro Pop Smoke. Run this tune right here with Kanye and Pusha T.
And we need 2 callers, right?
Is that what we need?
We do, because we got Summer Jam tickets to get to give away. If you guys want to play Lord Never Loses, 800-223-9797.
Call right now. Tell the Vision.
Like it's fire.
Yo.
The beat itself is fire.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Man. Anyway, yo, Pop sounding incredible on there, man.
Facts.
Kanye, Pusha T. I mean, that's just the 3rd record on the album. We ain't even got to the Rick Ross, The Dream.
Wait, what is this record called, Ebro?
Tell the Vision.
Tell the
and
Vision.
And Kanye produced that one?
I don't know if Kanye produced it, but...
What did he do on it?
He's in the intro. That's him in the intro. Yeah, that's him in the intro setting it up. But, yeah, I don't know if he actually produced it, though. But the Pharrell and him is on a few records on here, too. I gotta look at the album credits, see what's going on. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Time for some shenanigans and Summer Jam tickets. Let's get into it. Yo, how incredible. Shout to Steven Victor, who we've all known since he was I think he started as a publicist for Pusha T. Went on to manage Pusha T. Now has his own, and I mean, among other things, has his own label, Victor Victor, through Universal. And, you know, what he's done alongside Pop Smoke's family to make sure that this brand, this artist, this music is done as great as it's been done. Like, you know, I mean, among other people, also even 50 Cent's contribution to that last album.
Right.
Like, it's pretty remarkable, is what I want to say.
Yep.
So dope.
It's super dope. Get that new Pop Smoke available right now on Apple Music. Yo, Laura, you all right over there, son?
Sorry about that. I had to clear my throat.
What's happening with you?
I don't know.
You on your Marge Simpson heavy today.
I know. No, I'm good.
What, you were smoking White House last night?
No, I wasn't. I was not.
Yo, y'all don't know. Laura will bust down a Dutch real quick.
Apparently.
Old school.
What's poppin'?
Yo, crazy. I didn't know you went back old school, Carhartt girl.
Not.
You know what I'm saying? Start busting Dutches down and rocking Timbs in the summer.
You know what I'm saying? Jeez. Got the door knockers?
That, yes.
On deck.
On deck.
Who's yo, on we play. Phone, man?
We playing for the Summer Jams right now, son.
Zing.
You see me?
Summer Jam tickets.
Summer Jam tickets.
Yo, we got Monique and Darren.
Monique and Darren. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Money, money, money. How are you today?
I'm fine. How's everybody there?
Everybody's grand over here. Where you headed this morning?
Well, I work from home, so I'm in the house now.
Shout out to everybody who got it like that, working for the Cribbo. Get that money. spending less money on gas and commute time and parking. Stacking up at the crib. That's beautiful. Who else we got, Shani?
Darren.
Yes, sir. Out of Left Rack City.
Left Rack in the building.
New York.
Queens.
There you go.
How they handling Left Rack lately?
Slow motion, but it's moving.
Okay.
Ask him if he owns a Mets hat.
Yo, oh, Shani. Well, all right. Just so the audience knows, man, Shani and Cass One been arguing for 3 days over whether or not when you're in Queens, do you see Mets hats? Cass One says no. Shani says yes. Let's ask Darren. You're in Queens all the time, Darren. You still live there. Shani don't. Do you see Mets hats?
No, I don't see it too much.
Damn. Shot me down. Shot me down.
Not too much.
I don't really see it like that.
All right.
Hi.
I want to say more, but I'm going to leave. No, I want to say more, but I leave it.
What you going to say? Something about Left Rack?
Nah. It's Queen. Dudes in Queens will represent the Mets because it's Queens. You know what I'm saying? It's just what it is. But you got to be paying attention. At this point, he a grown man. He ain't paying attention to that.
So now Darren's not paying attention to his environment.
It might be more of a young thing.
Oh, God. You ain't
a grown dude walking around with Mets all the time.
Really?
Nah, it ain't happening.
You was using Nas as your reference point the last 2 days.
Well, he's a figurehead, so he's going to make sure he repped the borough. He's
got
different.
It. He's got to put it on display is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Okay. All right. All right, here we go. It's time for the game that lives up to his name. Shani's got the question.
Let's get these tickets, Evo.
Wait. You know that you're going to be rocking with me because she's going to choose Laura, right?
They always do.
Because you know it's the game that lives up to his name. You got to.
Yeah, it's only right.
Got to. All right,
let's
here we go.
Let's go.
Everybody good with that?
Yes, I'm good with it.
Okay, here we go. 6 seconds on the clock, Shani, with questions. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
Here we go.
Okay, which two comedians' children are dating? Ebro.
Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence.
That is correct. Amazing grandchild, it'll be. In World War II, it was the Allied powers of U.S., Great Britain.
Ebro. The Allied powers of U.S., Great Britain, France. Should I keep going?
Is that your answer?
Oh, against the Nazis of Germany.
We going with that? No. All right, incorrect. In World War II, it was the Allied powers of U.S., Great Britain, France, and Russia against what group of made up of Germany, Italy, and Japan?
Italy, Germany, and Japan. Ugh, I don't know.
What group is that?
Japan. I don't know. Pass.
Axis powers.
You can't pass.
Well, she got it incorrect.
Incorrect.
The mural of what sadly deceased rapper? Laura.
DMX.
DMX. Tie game.
Oh.
That one question took long.
Okay.
All right. Axis of evil.
The Axis powers.
Here we go.
Okay. How many sides are on a rhombus?
Laura. A rhombus is 4.
Laura is correct.
Yeah.
Laura wins.
Man, so close.
Rhombus.
Going to Summer Jam.
Summer Jam. Yo, Darren, sorry, man.
Thank you, Laura.
Quick on the draw. McGraw got me with the rhombus.
You are welcome. It's like a squash diamond, something like that.
Yeah, you're going to be in the building. Rowdy Rebel, Bobby Shmurda. It's going down, man. Make sure you're there along with Megan Wright and friends. Real Late Live with Rosenberg. Shout out to Drewski and friends. The heavy hitters, CJL Alpha, Faruko going to be on that stage. A Boogie, Meek Mill, Migos, and many, many more.
Yeah.
All right?
Wow.
Y'all keep it locked.
Thank you.
Yo, Darren, get you a Mets hat. You might have won. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah, Shani, you really... Yo, don't listen to Shani. Shani never wears a Mets hat, bro.
That is a fact. That is
Shani,
a
do you own a Mets hat?
I own a Mets jacket.
So your only interest in this argument is to be right.
Basically.
That's right.
Yo, welcome to the gun show.
Yo, I'm not even in the convo. I just know what Shawnee's trying to do here. Cass One's not even here to argue his point.
Exactly. Where you are now, Cass?
You want to get an early jump.
Now you ain't got nothing to say right now, Cass, do you?
Yo, Laura Stiles on the way with the flashing lights. What's cracking?
Man, coming up in a flashing lights report, we'll discuss our friend Wiz Khalifa got COVID. But we might have to give him the button, guys.
Oh, no, he get the button.
Ugh. We'll talk about it coming up, flashing lights.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 87 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Good morning, party people. Good morning. You got it on Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Laura, how you doing? What you got planned for the big weekend, man? Big mommy daughter plans?
No, nothing crazy. I mean, I'm working a lot this weekend, but maybe we hit the park or a pool or something.
Well, today is going to feel like 96 out there. Almost 100. So it's going to be a beautiful, sunny summer day today.
Yeah.
Nice.
There is an air quality alert, though, for those people who maybe have hard times breathing because of the humidity, et cetera, et cetera. Humidity is like, let's see. Well, actually, in the middle part of the day, it's not so bad. Right now, it's like 85%. It drops down to like 50% in the afternoon. So that's actually a good deal. Tomorrow, it looks like there's rain in the evening on Saturday after 5 p.m. or after 3 p.m. Hopefully that changes. And Sunday morning, there's rain and in the evening. So Sunday might be a little annoying. But today, we rocking. Friday vibes. It's a good time. And hopefully the sun is shining and things ain't too chaotic where you at. Shout out to our people out in Portland, man. Are they still dealing with the crazy heat out there?
I'm sure they are. Ugh. There's reports
it,
of
it.
Crazy
it's
everywhere.
Not where it was, though.
It's not where it was. No, I'm looking at it now. It's, you know, 80s. Sunshine. It looks beautiful. But it's definitely not. They're not having a heat wave, so that's a good sign. And we'll take it. Let's get to flashing lights, Laura Stiles. Let's do it.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights,
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Man, our boy Wiz Khalifa contracted COVID. So we hope that, you know, we wish him a speedy recovery. I hope that everything goes well. He did tweet that he didn't have no symptoms. He was, okay, loved ones, so your boy got COVID. No symptoms, just staying away. Just stay away from me for a little while.
So he tested positive, but he's not sick.
Now, tell the whole story, Laura.
But
you're not telling the whole story.
I'm going. Twitter dug up some of his tweets, and he basically had a tweet where he said, man, y'all could keep these damn masks. So he was not about protecting himself. Fast forward, here we are.
I mean, listen, if he lived that life, he had a pretty good run. Pretty good run without COVID if he wasn't into masks.
That Delta, though, that Delta, they say, spreads quick.
It sure is. Yesterday was not a good day.
How are the numbers yesterday?
Well, yesterday was, I don't know about the numbers, Laura, but yesterday the Yankees-Red Sox series got canceled, or the first game got canceled. We'll see what happens today.
Los Angeles County will reinstate its mask mandate regardless of vaccination status starting this weekend amid a rise in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations. That's CNN.
The Yankees have three players confirmed, by the way, and all three were, people are saying, were vaccinated.
Producer Griff just texted us, 49 out of 50 states have seen COVID spikes.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to be careful, guys. Just wear your masks. Keep your hands sanitized.
Fam, listen.
Just try, man. Damn.
If you're getting a COVID test, which a lot of people have to now, for whatever it is you're doing, if you're going in and out of places or you're, you know, working, you got to keep getting these tests, even if you're vaccinated. Traveling also, you know, you got to have a test. So that means that A, people are getting tested and it's showing up, or B, they're not vaccinated and they're going to the hospital because they don't feel good. And they're counting those cases. And so most of what I'm hearing is the people coming down with COVID, like to the tune of 99%, are not vaccinated.
Yeah, same. That's what I'm reading in all the reports.
So if y'all want to be mad at somebody when this second wave hits, for the reason that we got to put these masks back on, and the reason your small business got slowed down again, or the reason your kid got to stay home from school in September when it come back around, or whatever the future holds, it's the people who refuse to get vaccinated.
But they're putting these mandates up whether you have the vaccine or not, because they're saying that the Delta variant can go through that vaccine.
That's not what they're saying.
No.
They don't know that the vaccine is going to hold up to this Delta variant. That's out there.
I mean, the research.
Because it just came out. But yeah, that's not why people are going to the hospital. They're going to the hospital because they're not vaccinated.
Because, you know.
If people wasn't going to the hospital.
You can get
COVID. If people wasn't going to the hospital, they wouldn't be acting the way they're acting right now.
Yeah, you can get COVID if you have the vaccine. You just won't end up in the hospital, though. I don't understand. You just won't end up in the hospital.
Well, some people won't. Something.
I mean that.
And honestly, that, the majority. That was,
most Shawnee, that's a tough won't. Argument. That's,
it's a tough. It's all around. It's tough.
No, no, no. But I'm saying. To figure it out. But I'm saying that the hospitalizations are really not vaccinated people at almost any level. Like yesterday, for example, Rich Eisen, the sports broadcaster, announced he got COVID after getting both shots of Pfizer, and he felt symptoms. So it's likely Delta variant. He's 52 years old. But he's staying at home and he's fine. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did get it, but that vaccination is keeping him from the hospital. And that is what people are seeing mostly, is that I think the uptick in hospitalizations, that's unvaccinated people.
Well, and that's the thing that scares the authorities the most, right, is having hospitals full of people again.
Right. Of course.
That's the big – it's not – Shawnee, people – the authorities aren't afraid that people are going to have to stay home because they got COVID.
Right.
That's not the concern. The concern is people having to go to the hospital and dying because of COVID. And they have to be proactive about it. And if more people got vaccinated, that wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah, not a lot of these hospitals don't have the manpower or the beds.
Right.
You know, and not to mention the smaller towns or islands, you know, they just cannot handle it. Cannot. So therefore, people will just die without medical help. You know, man.
It's crazy.
I'm just praying, man, that we get through this. Praying we get through this.
It's very weird, too, because, like, you know, this weekend, for example, I'm going to Texas to go to live events. Like, everyone's going back to live events, full buildings at the NBA Finals. It's all, everyone's kind of doing that, but we're also seeing these spikes, so it's complicated.
Now, the other side, if y'all want my conspiracy theory. The other side is they're going to get these vaccines moved off these shelves before they go bad. So if we gotta send out the word that these upticks is causing some problems, California's shutting it, or L.A. County's shutting it down.
Right.
They're going to get some vaccines out here.
Well, but who is the person? You mean the government feels that way?
Yeah, they want to make, they're still, I mean, Biden's about to roll out the door-to-door campaign, the door-to-door, air quote, education campaign. Where they're going to start going door to door and seeing, you know, who's vaccinated. Here's a pamphlet. Please get vaccinated type of thing.
Yeah, they pushing that heavy. They want everybody back. You got yours yet?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I haven't got mine yet.
I just got my second dose 2 days ago. I was fine.
Laura didn't have nothing. She walked right through it. Boom, boom, pow.
Yeah, it had no issues, nothing.
Laura, do you think it was because you already had COVID?
I don't know. I hear different stories. I hear people who got COVID got a bit of a reaction. The second shot. Some people say the first. I was talking to the nurses. She's like, it's such a mixed bag. She's like, I've heard everything. First one, the second one, nothing at all. The nurses, one got a slight fever the second time, but she was like, you know, it was overnight, and the next day I was fine. I just got a little bit of a sore arm, but, you know, nothing crazy. I'm fine.
I mean, listen, I can tell you that how my vaccination process for this went. I can't tell you about all the other vaccinations I've had, because I had so many, I don't remember what they are.
How was your experience with your, because you took the J&J, how was your experience with that?
I mean, it was fine until I started reading all the terrible things after. I feel protected. I've been moving around and living life since I got it.
Right.
And
right.
I got sick after I got it for about 15 to 18 hours.
Okay.
And then it passed. But to me, that sort of makes sense because it was double the dose. It was one shot for the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was expecting to feel a little sick, but I wanted it done.
Right.
And we'll see if there's a booster needed. But I just think people take for granted, you know, I've no longer tried to convince people to do something they don't want to do.
Facts.
I will just present this. We've been getting vaccines. We really have. A lot. To travel from birth, practically. And a city like New York City, if there wasn't vaccines, there is no city. We wouldn't all be able to survive together. And I know the idea of it being new is concerning to people, but it's not quite as new as people think.
That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 7:02. Today will be hot, guys. Today is a high of 93 degrees, sunshine, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Listen, coming up, congrats. You played yourself. Los Angeles County's getting it. Wiz Khalifa's getting it. It's just part of it. It's life, man. You might play yourself, and you might be on a segment. Congratulations, you played yourself. Coming up.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, and this morning our special guest, Nicole Lynn, the big agent you guys have all seen on social media. Nicole, how you doing today?
Yeah, I'm
good. I have to call you Nicole Lynn, by the way?
Call me whatever you want.
Well, no. I won't call
Nicole,
you whatever you want.
Nikki, my friends call me Nikki.
Right, you don't have to call. You're asking, does she require that. A full name every time she talks?
Well, because it's Nicole Lynn. Like, it's...
Yeah, her name is Nicole Lynn.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's your first name.
No. My last name is Lynn.
So why would you have to call her Nicole Lynn?
You can just call me Nicole.
Oh.
Do like people have to call you Ebro Darden?
So here's the actual thing. My name is Nicole Lynn.
See?
It's very embarrassing. So my middle name is Lynn, and then my husband's name is Lynn.
You see? So that's why I was confused. See, Rosenberg, Nicole, you missed all that.
No, I heard it. Middle name's also Lynn.
Lynn.
Okay.
It's embarrassing.
But on the book, it's not your middle name. That's your last
name. That's my last name.
See?
So my
I
name
was
is
confused.
Just Nicole. Yeah.
I was very confused. You now work for Clutch Sports.
I do. Best sports agency in the world.
How long has that been?
8 weeks.
Oh, so it's super new.
So new.
And what took you from working with Cash Money, or not Cash Money, but... Young Money, really, and Lil Wayne over to Clutch Sports.
Just a business decision. Me and Wayne are family still. Just business, that's all. So no bad blood.
And are you paying attention to the NCAA? I'm sure you are, and those kids being able to get some money now.
I am. I'm excited. The name, image, and likeness, that just legislation is helpful. You know, I still wish the NCAA would pay for play, but that's a little different. But it's a step in the right direction for sure.
What does a parent now with a kid going to college need to know about this going into it? Like, are there still ways that a kid could get in trouble?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you definitely got to check what is considered an incentive from an agent or inducement, because you could lose your eligibility. And every state law is different.
Ooh.
So the federal government has not ruled on this. So every state has their own rules. And so you need to check, what are those rules and how do I make sure I'm safe from not losing eligibility? So,
tell me those two words again. You said inducement.
Or an incentive.
That's a no-no.
Yeah, depending on the state. So like as a sports agent, I can't give someone money to sign with me while they're in school. That's illegal. And so with these new marketing rules, NIL, I can rep a player in school under marketing as a sports agent. I can do that. But can I give them a marketing guarantee? That's where the question marks come in. You know, a marketing guarantee is basically cash up front saying, hey, here's 50 grand. I promise you I'm going to get you at least 50 grand in marketing. Here's the upfront amount.
No upfront money for the kids.
That would be an inducement?
Yeah. So usually you can give that when the draft's over, or sorry, when their eligibility's over. But, you know, it's not clear.
Now, what about players in college and wants to go to an autograph signing and someone says, hey, $50 an autograph, come out and we'll get you some money?
Yeah. I mean, most states, that seems like it's going to be fine. I'm not giving legal advice here, but yeah, that's fine.
And what about, will jerseys now start selling with names on them as well?
Again, it's state specific. I mean, there's certain states that say you can't use the school's colors. So it depends, right? Like you could use your name, but you can't have our colors, can't have our logo. So it's such a weird world right now. Like we're being careful with it because, you know, the rules are not super clear.
So it's going the right direction, but it's not all the way there yet.
It sounds like weed legalization.
That's a really good analogy.
Where they're still figuring it out.
And it was state by state, and then the federal government came in.
You have to educate yourself because you can get caught up and really ruin everything.
And then just with players, like you've got to be careful because NFL teams are watching you.
Right.
If you're on every commercial as a freshman, they're going to remember that when the draft comes out. So you got to be careful with navigating your brand.
Tell me they're
going to
remember that when the draft comes out.
Yeah,
tell me what that means.
It can be. I mean, you don't want to be the person that doesn't look like football's not the number one priority or whatever sport you play.
Got it.
Oh, I just want to be famous. Teams remember that stuff. So there's a balance there of how much to
do. That's key.
Yeah, it's a
That's
tough.
A key where the impression that a team gets is that your priority is not playing what they're paying you to do.
Exactly. So I definitely think guys should, use their name, image, and likeness to make money, but just do it the right way. Be safe. Follow the rules. The small rules that we have. We're still waiting on the federal government to say something.
No. Well, the federal government's always so on point, always so quick.
Always, right?
I was going to show you something in the paper today. Okay. I think it was today's paper. About one of your clients. Where the hell did it go?
Good.
It was about just how good the Jets are going to be.
Because of Quinnen Richardson.
Quinnen Williams, excuse me.
And
how excited are you about young Quinnen Williams?
I'm so excited. The last time I was on the show, you guys actually called that he would probably go to the Jets.
Well, Rosenberg did. That's ESPN's own Rosenberg, by the way.
If I said that, it just means that's what people were saying at work.
He gets an inside scoop or something. No, I'm excited. It's a Pro Bowl season coming. He's going to ball out.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue he's right there in the conversation for the best player on the team. In terms of things to be excited about, it's Mekhi Becton on one side
amazing.
And Quinnen Williams on the other side of the ball.
And Mekhi Becton is our guy too, so you can't go wrong.
Well, what I was looking for was that it looked like the, at least in the local paper here, they were ranking defenses up front in the division.
Yep.
And they had the Jets front four as the best in the AFC East. That's pretty
now
exciting.
What about the rest of the Jets that are normally problematic?
Sorry?
Not the team, but the coaches.
Well, no, we got a new coach.
Tell,
have you gotten to hang out? Have you gotten to talk to Robert Saleh at all?
I haven't yet. He's very new, but I hear nothing but amazing things.
I mean, listen.
Quinnen loves him.
Yo, I'll say, I interview
a defensive-minded, loves him.
And I interview a lot of coaches, and they are generally like all coach speak and boring. Like they just won't give you any. Even the guys you like don't give you anything. He's like a real person.
Yeah.
He's a real ticking heartbeat human being. I don't know, man. He's interesting. He also has like eight kids or something. So
really?
He's a different kind of cat.
Oh, so his managerial skills must be amazing.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on already. So I'm excited for a corner. I mean, we'll see. They have obviously new quarterback. Sam Darnold's gone. It's going to be a new thing for the Jets this year. So
I'm excited. Big future.
So we'll see. And who else? You also have...
Well, that Sam Darnold thing was grand opening, grand closing, wasn't it?
That was... No, I mean, it was open for a few years and... The closing was grand, though. And now you also have a quarterback who's going to be getting a look this year, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, yeah, super excited.
Expected to take the helm in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
How nerve-wracking is it?
Oh, gosh.
Like, is it sort of like a family member or a kid playing on Sundays? Like,
you know, it's funny because this is my first time repping a QB. And it's very different watching a quarterback than any other player. Because, like, when I'm watching Quinnen, I'm not a fan of any specific teams. I don't care how the team does. I care about the player. But when you rep a quarterback, you want the team to win. Because the win or the loss,
all of it matters.
Feels like it falls on the QB. But, yeah, no, I have severe anxiety watching those games. It's terrible.
Did you... what did you think when Jalen got pulled out of that game in week 17 against Washington? That was a big controversy here because it kept the Giants out of the playoffs.
I don't even remember any of that.
Oh, wow. It's interesting.
I don't even know what happened.
So will you have a plan for watching him on Sundays? Because that, I imagine, seriously, that'll feel like a big deal for you. Are you just going to be there every time? Or
I can't be there every time because I've got other players, but I'll definitely be there supporting and then closing my eyes on the big moments.
So other players would feel away, you're saying, if you only show up at the quarterbacks games?
Would be a little tough. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, might get fired.
All right. So, Nicole, you have a new book. Agent
yes,
You.
Yes. Damn, Laura, you don't want to talk about sports anymore.
No,
huh?
Well, she's on to
the
book, book,
man.
Let's talk about your book. That we have to sell some books, Ebro.
Let's sell some books, Ebro.
I'm coming through the book right
yes,
now.
Yes. Tell us about the book.
I will. The book is called Agent You, Show Up, Do the Work, and Succeed on Your Own Terms. And so this book really pulls back the curtains on my unfiltered, raw journey from childhood poverty to kind of where I am today as a sports agent. But it's not a memoir. It's really a self-help book. So you're going to get those raw stories, but it's also the blueprint to how I did it. So really being Agent You is about being your own agent in life, learning how to advocate for yourself, learning how to get a seat at the table, learning how to unapologetically live in your purpose. So if anybody that's listening is chasing a dream or has a goal that's not realized, this is the book for you.
Making history as the first black female sports agent to land a top three NFL draft pick, Nicole Lynn shattered the glass ceiling and is a rising icon and an unstoppable mega force behind some of sports' biggest names.
That's the foreword. You know, see who wrote that.
Who did write this?
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah,
that's Gabrielle Union there.
Oh, yeah, forward by Gabrielle Union.
She's amazing.
Show up, do the work, succeed on your own terms. Actually, right here in the book, in the little cover, it says, top agent and attorney Nicole Lynn knows what it takes to smash barriers to succeed. Well-defined goals, a plan, and hard work.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I guess let's start with this well-defined goals part as we kind of peel this back for people to go get Agent You.
Yeah, I mean,
when did you define your goals so well? Let's start there.
I think it's when I determined what my life's purpose was. You can't even have goals until you see the bigger picture. And I believe if you're not walking in your purpose, you're just working and living to die. So finding your purpose should be the most important mission of your life. So find that life's purpose, and then from there you can go backwards.
And so how did you know it was being a sports agent?
Well, and was that the purpose or is it something else?
No.
So the purpose for you was being an agent?
I think the purpose is helping young adults kind of navigate through life, and the conduit and stepping stone to that is being a sports agent.
Got it.
Because I also represent like a young rapper and, you know, some influencers and others, all very similar. So it's not about the sport, it's about the human. So for me, yeah, that was the purpose.
Mm. Who's the young rapper you represent?
Oh, little shout out, Gang Tai Jun. So he just dropped a new song yesterday, Hood Interrogations. He's going to be amazing. Get ready.
Where's he from?
He's from Tulsa, so he actually grew up from the same block that I did, obviously like a decade younger.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know, there's some big stuff. He's about to go on tour with Kevin Gates in September.
Kevin Gates, big deal.
Yeah, he is. So I'll send you some music.
Tulsa's got a great hip-hop scene. I was telling Rosenberg, I forget Little Africa is Burning. They did a compilation that just came out that Motown did.
Stevie View. I went to school with him.
Yeah. So those dudes is really doing great work in Tulsa. And they took the house. So crazy story. The founder of the city of Tulsa built a mansion in Tulsa that was a replica of the Confederate general's house. Am I saying that right?
I think so. Yeah. I don't
know. A football player bought the house and turned it into like a live workspace in Tulsa.
Community center.
Like a community, you know about this too, right?
Yeah,
it's like a community center, right? They have studios there, all this stuff, and it's owned by. It's basically like black people buying a basically a racist house,
an old racist house,
incubator for black creativity and black business and black art in Tulsa.
And they continue to invite people in to share the history.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tulsa.
I forgot you were from Oklahoma too.
I'm from Tulsa. It's funny because nobody cared about Tulsa like 6 months ago. So we appreciate y'all.
Growing up, well, obviously besides the family, how much, like when you go to regular school, did you learn about the history of Tulsa?
You know, I went to a primarily black school, so I learned about it. But what about
your friends that weren't?
I don't think they knew. Yeah, I don't think it was taught at all. So
living
in Tulsa. So I was fortunate, but it was. I went to Booker T. Washington High School. It was a magnet school. It was on the black side of town.
Right.
But I don't think anybody else learned. So I got really lucky. Isn't that crazy?
Wild.
There's so much history and just like racism. You know, Tulsa is very segregated in that it's very much like this side of the railroad track, that side. Probably the most segregated city I have seen.
Mm.
You know, and I've lived all across the country. I mean, it feels like there's a line in the sand. But, you know, it's getting better.
What's on the flip side, what's something really good about Tulsa? Like, what's the food you go eat when you go visit Tulsa, Oklahoma?
The food, that's a tough question. Coney Island, I mean, this is not the answer you're probably expecting, but yeah, that's what, like, Coney Island's great. I mean, the people are amazing in Tulsa, right? Like, in New York, you guys are very fast and hustle and bustle. Everyone's sweet, and they'll take the time to give you directions. So, I mean, it's a great place. My family still lives there.
You've got love for Tulsa.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm doing a book signing there next week.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, the Greenwood section I know is... You know, this area that was everybody learned about in Black Wall Street and the burning of, you know, Tulsa Race Massacre. The Greenwood section is going through a big gentrification, everybody says, where a lot of the building owners now are not even black.
Yeah.
They're basically pushing a lot of the black small businesses out.
Yep.
But also in a weird way, trying to like hold on to the history of Greenwood, but not allowing black business to thrive, or not supporting the thriving or helping thrive a black business community.
Yeah.
So it's a weird paradox where you have these young white business owners coming in trying to make money basically on the story of Greenwood.
Mm.
Yeah.
We've seen this movie before. But it also, there's a lot of talk around that in Tulsa, right? Because there's that, they tried to put up a museum, and people who are survivors of the Tulsa Race Massacre were like, so you want to spend millions on a month, but you don't want to actually compensate us for burning down our homes and taking our land from us?
That's so crazy when you think about it in that context specifically. Like, but no, but you'll just make the museum instead?
Yeah.
So you want to make a museum, acknowledge it, tens of millions,
right?
Make money on people coming to visit and learn about the history, buy up the community because people are going to now travel and come learn about the history, but you don't want to compensate the people that actually experience the history.
And it's not even like it's so massive a number of people that you couldn't get your... Like, you know, we can play the game around trying to do it on a national level and how there'd be complications there. Okay, we can play that game. You could never figure this out in Tulsa? Even with descendants, there's a way to figure that out. That's not that difficult.
Yeah.
Well, they don't, but see, the mayor, the people who control the city don't want to have to deal with this ugly reality. They want it to go away.
Well, you know how tight then people are going to be when all of a sudden, you know, in the mind of the racist who's still there, they're like, in their eyes, they're going to now see some black dude driving on the street in his new BMW because he got the money back. And that's the fear of every racist, that they'll now be on the other side. That's what all racists fear, is losing power or privilege.
Wow. Shout out to DeMario Solomon Simmons. He's the attorney, black attorney, representing all the descendants in Tulsa. He's
good for him, man.
Yeah, he's really been a great advocate for them.
Now, in this book, Agent, you talk about doing the work, which, you know, often that's, I mean, you don't know where the light is at the end of the tunnel. You don't know when in the process of doing the work, showing up on a consistent basis, going about it the right way, you see people pass you you know, on the way to, you know, success, and you're like, oh, this person got promoted because of X or Y, or because you are a woman, because you are a black woman, because you're not in the good old boy. Like, I'm sure you dealt with all of those obstacles and those feelings along the way. In this book, do you talk about the patience and navigating and...
Yeah, I mean, the book is a blueprint, and so it talks a little bit about that, but you kind of touched on people getting jobs that maybe they shouldn't get. I mean, I talk about getting a seat at the table specifically for women. You know, for me, a definition of seat at the table is getting the same opportunities as men at the same time. So you'll see women get the promotions and the salary increases, et cetera, but it's not at the same time. And so I walk the reader through, especially women, how do you make sure you're able to negotiate and advocate for yourself so that you do have a true seat at the table early? Because there are scenarios where, you know, your male counterparts get opportunities before you. But yeah, I mean, the work, it's tough. What I do, you'll hear in the book, I worked 2 full-time jobs for 6 years. I was a full-time civil litigator, which is also a male-dominated industry. And trying to navigate, you know, the full-time job and the hustle life, it's not easy. Mm. Not easy.
Well, you found time to find love.
Thank God, early on, though. I've been married, 9 years. So it all came earlier, and I think that was, it was all just.
And that's cool. So you've gotten to be on this journey with your partner also.
But my husband's actually a college football coach.
Oh, really?
Now.
Oh,
wow. He wasn't before, so we kind of all do.
What college?
He's at Houston Baptist, small D1 in Houston. So he's a DB coach.
So a lot of football in the house.
That's all we do. We're sick of it.
Yeah, I get you.
Go pick it up, man. Support our girl, Nicole Lynn. Agent U. It's great to see you again. Go get the book. And look, keep fighting. Keep telling your story and keep helping. Just
fighting the good fight.
Yeah, helping young people and specifically putting on for black women and building that, you know, path for them too.
Thank you, everyone. And the book is everywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I'm doing a book tour at all black owned bookstores. So
also, did you do an audiobook?
Audiobook's coming out too.
Because anyone's listening,
this voice right here,
the very peaceful Nicole Lynn voice. I could see that being a very nice listen on a plane.
It's a
solid voice.
It'll work.
Thank you so much.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro Law Rosenberg was Wataguan people. Friday vibe. Summer Jam tickets on the way in about 20 minutes. We got a lot popping today. You want to be in that Summer Jam tri-state area, world. The world usually shows up to Summer Jam. And this year, it's international vibes too, because, you know, we got the CJL Alpha Faruco look popping off in there with the heavy hitters. Then you still got Bobby Shmurda, Rowdy Rebel. Yo, I need the audio of Bobby Shmurda's Summer Jam promo for Hot 97 yesterday. Y'all saw that joint?
I haven't seen it yet.
Yo, it's incredible.
I saw it, I didn't hear it yet.
It's incredible. Yo, put that audio in, Juanito. We need that joint. Yo, you know what else is moving around crazy? Pretty, well, not crazy, but nice for the squad is our conversation with Lamar Odom.
Oh, nice. That was a good one.
It was a good convo.
I did not see it moving around. People were
I saw some posts out here. We're getting some love. They giving some love to Lil Lamb. Lamar Odom coming on the program. If you missed that conversation, make sure you get to hot97.com and check it out for sure. Also, we got to salute Normani. Young Normani. Yo, I'm really into this young lady Normani. I don't think we've ever seen a girl from a pop group, a black girl from a pop group that was like a multicultural pop group, spin off into the R&B space with like a fan base like this.
She's like, great.
Even when Beyonce was coming out of Destiny's Child, and they had went mainstream,
But it's not the same as like when Normani left. What was the group called?
What was it called?
Was she like Pussycat Dolls or something?
No.
It was five something. You know?
Five L.
Fifth Harmony.
Fifth Harmony.
Yes, and it was like all of this, like, it was racial. There was like a racial tension. Like, fans of the group was like really trying to come at her.
Mm. No. Really?
Yes. Look it up. Wow. Look it up. We got to rally around Young Normani. She got a record out here sampling Aaliyah. Cardi B's on it.
Well, I think she's been rallied around. She's now a bona fide solo star.
Well, she hasn't had a hit yet, though. That's what I meant. I meant when I say rally. She hasn't had a solo hit song, nah.
So how is she? How did she get so big? Like,
because she was in Fifth Harmony. That's my point.
But I never even knew she was in Fifth Harmony, and I just know her as Normani. Mm.
She's popping out here for sure.
Yeah.
Who else was in Fifth Harmony? Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
Those are, honestly, out of Fifth Harmony, those are the only two names that I know.
Facts.
How many?
Normani and Camila Cabello.
I think there was five people, and I don't know if the other ones went solo, Laura.
Mm. I was not checking for Fifth Harmony.
You weren't in the Target demo for Fifth Harmony. You just realized that.
I was into Dream.
Congratulations,
you know, 10 years earlier.
Dream had that bad boy, you know.
15 years earlier. Wasn't in the Fifth Harmony, huh? I don't play. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday there was a protest at the Capitol building. Mm. Another protest.
By who this time?
Protesters showed up peacefully. They did not climb walls. They didn't beat anybody with an American flag. They weren't armed with weaponry or zip ties. They didn't have bear spray. They weren't going in bathrooms and taking dumps in toilets and wiping fecal matter all over walls.
What kind of protest is this then?
They were just protesting voting rights and how voting rights have been dismantled. They're representatives from, I believe, all over the country. But these were politicians, elected officials, among others, peacefully protesting inside the state capitol. What do you guys think happened?
I don't know. What happened?
Oh, they were arrested. They were arrested for an illegal protest and among other things. But were these people the same types of people that protested on January 6th, I ask?
No.
Oh, no, these were 55-plus-year-old black women getting put in handcuffs.
I saw.
Wow.
Quickly, by the way. They wasted no
super
time.
Fast.
Meanwhile, we saw police escort protesters down the stairs.
Oh, yes, we did.
Escort, making sure no one gets hurt.
Oh, yes, we did.
As you broke into the Capitol.
That's right. Climbed walls. Stormed, climbed through windows, even. And for that, I hit the button on the U.S. Capitol Police and everybody involved.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because... truthfully speaking, an unsanctioned protest inside the Capitol building should warrant arrests. Correct? We all agree.
Of course.
They knew these people were coming the same way they knew they were coming on January 6th. The difference was, this time, it wasn't an inside job. See, because on January 6th, they had all the equipment locked up. Remember we heard stories of the equipment being locked up and them not being able to get supervisors on the phone to give them directions on what they needed to do on January 6th?
Yep.
Oh, but this time, they were ready.
I don't understand. Yo,
For Big Mama them to show up. Aunties to show up.
Right, of course.
People's aunts and grandmothers showed up who are public officials to protest, and they was ready.
I don't understand why they couldn't just go up and tell them to... they're not in a place they're allowed to be. It really looks like they could have just walked over to them and said, excuse me, ma'am, you guys should actually be over here.
Well, truth be told, they went there knowing that they were going to get arrested. You know, they went there knowing that what they were doing was going to get attention. They went there knowing. But I just wanted to point it out that they made sure to make this a spectacle of people getting put in handcuffs.
But Laura, that's why they went to that specific place, thinking that was going to happen?
No. I'm saying that the Capitol Police made sure. But protesting knew what they were doing was against the rules. The same way people on January 6th knew what they was doing was against the rules.
No, I know, but sometimes people do things that are against the rules, but then when the authorities come up to you and say, hey, we need you to go over here, you go, okay. But I think the handcuffs on these 50-year-old ladies seems a little nuts.
Yep.
Laura, what's on your list today?
We got to give it to our friend, a friend of the show, someone we really like, and we wish him a speedy recovery, Wiz Khalifa.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Well, he got COVID, and he said, as of right now, he doesn't have any crazy symptoms, but he's home. He's telling all his loved ones to just, you know, you can't see him for a while, of course, because you got to quarantine. But the internet dug up some tweets.
Oh, man.
From 6/23/20 at 5:06 p.m. where he goes on Twitter and says, man, y'all can have these, the mask, fam. Ugh, and I'm just going to give him the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Fam. I don't know. I'm questioning this. Congratulations.
Why?
Uh-oh. Congrats in question. We need new music for this. This is a new one. A congrats in question.
Like, I saw everybody coming for him. But the amount of time between when he said that and when he actually contracted COVID to me...
is a year. It's about a year.
I think it makes it out of the realm of... like, obviously, I'm not saying you're more than welcome to do whatever you want, Laura, but I didn't see it and go, you stupid idiot. Like, I mean...
The other part of it is Wiz didn't say... I don't see where he said he wasn't wearing a mask. What the tweet looked like to me was he was just frustrated about masks.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, I enjoyed giving Wiz Khalifa the button, so hit the button again.
Congratulations. You played.
I mean, that's going to be you, Ebro, when you get COVID without getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
We're going to be waiting right here.
Well, that was the last time I got COVID.
Yeah, but you were, though, but in that case, you were actually
I still got the congrats.
You were at least you were staying home. You were doing everything. Yeah, got COVID.
Listen, Delta's outside, baby. Now Delta's outside. We're about to see.
You thought you were going to see the Yankees play the Red Sox this weekend. Hit.
Congratulations. You played.
The whole thing is canceled.
No, the whole thing hasn't been canceled yet. Baseball's going to review it today and see where it stands, but... as of yesterday, I know that 3 relief pitchers for the Yankees were all positive. And Gio Urshela, Aaron Judge, and Aroldis Chapman were all in protocol. I think the thought process is it came from one of the guys at the All-Star game, which would be those 3. So I don't see how they're able to pull it together and have this series right now. And matter of fact, while we're at it, give me the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because this was the weekend that I chose to go to Texas to celebrate WWE going back to fans.
Aha, man.
SmackDown's in Houston tonight. I'm going to be at the Toyota Center for the first live SmackDown just for fun. And then Sunday, I'm working at Money in the Bank pay-per-view. And I'm very excited about returning, you know, to seeing crowds again. And the timing is just crazy because yesterday, man, it got everyone thinking, now, are we really prepared to do this?
And so, the answer is?
Hit me with the
button. Congratulations. You played yourself.
We'll find out.
No, listen.
I'm a mask up, though.
But by the way, it's an unprecedented time at all turns, right? Whether you're vax hesitant, whether you're tired of your mask, even people in the medical field who want people to just be calm and wait. Nobody's been through this before. And when I say nobody, I mean literally nobody.
Nobody. Yeah, that's true.
So just like when we started this, remember how many mistakes happened when we started this?
Yeah, how can you be mad at making mistakes now when people are trying to get back to life? Of course it's going to happen.
Mistakes are going to happen. And you can't even be mad at, you know, politicians and people trying to get people back to working and shopping and vacationing and kids in school. How you gonna be upset with them trying to do that? Because they know that's what people need, not only just for mental health, but for, you know, people to the economy to keep booming.
Yep, we all need it.
Everyone needs it. And nobody has the definitive answer other than keep wearing masks, get vaxxed. Those are the only things we know that can keep you from the hospital and dying.
That's right.
And if you're mad at that, You know what I got for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself. All that big willy talk, hop you playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
You're playing yourself. I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Yo, cast one. Yo, cast uno.
By the way, on the opposite of congratulations, you played yourself, on congratulations, you're a great guy. Which, by the way, that sounds like a new segment. Do you see Jason Sudeikis at the premiere for Ted Lasso?
I did not.
Jason Sudeikis showed up to the premiere for
Ted Lasso. I haven't even seen Ted Lasso.
Oh, you haven't seen the first?
I haven't seen it either.
He showed up yesterday to the premiere for season two, rocking a shirt of the three British players who missed those penalty kicks and were getting crushed by, you know what I'm saying, all the racists in the soccer world.
Oh, yeah, because Ted Lasso is a soccer coach, the character.
Correct. And he's wearing a shirt that says Jaden and Marcus and Bukayo. Pretty tight.
Tight. Okay.
Congratulations. You're a great guy.
Great guy. Cast one, 97 minutes commercial free. Let's go.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, real quick, if you work on at like a nail salon, well, not like a nail salon. If you're like a nail technician,
okay,
I need you to call right now. If you work at a nail salon, nail technician, I need you to call right now. I just saw something on Instagram that blew my mind.
Okay,
what?
A woman got her was showing off her nails. Okay, you know. But she had another finger growing off her thumb that never got cut off. You know how they, you know how you hear people born with like an extra finger or toes and they cut it when they're a baby?
Sure you hear about it.
She never got it cut.
Mm-hmm. Real life.
So it looks like a tree branch is, like another branch is growing off her thumb.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
But here go the plot twist. They did all the nails.
She got a nail on it.
She got a nail on it and they did the nails.
Did they do a little baby nail on it?
It had a full nail, babe. She had a second thumb, and it had a full. And she's showing the whole hand.
A second thumb.
If what is she gonna do? Just be like the nail tech is gonna be like, I refuse to do the six finger.
I just wanted to talk to because I need to know.
Do you guys know that producer Griff had six fingers?
Yeah, but he doesn't have it now.
Yeah, he got it cut off.
I want to talk to a nail technician that has had. Have they dealt with this?
Right.
Did somebody sit down, put their hand on the little, you know how y'all sit down and soak your little fingers?
Yeah.
That's one more finger of work. Do you charge more?
See, I got questions.
There's questions out here.
I got questions. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so many. Wait, now Juanito's saying he was born with six toes. A lot of six finger people in this group.
Yeah, really?
Usually if you have one, you have the other.
Oh, really?
I've heard that a lot, yeah.
I don't know. Listen, I know nothing. All I know is I want to talk to a nail technician. Or matter of fact, if you're out there and you got six fingers or six toes and your family was like, we're not cutting that off, you got to deal with that. You got to rock with that. Do you go, you know, when you get the mani-pedi?
Right.
Do you get it painted too?
I'm sure you have to.
You have to.
What do you mean in the winter? You get special gloves made.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yo, guys, this is weird. Why are we doing this? Yo, man, this is what happens when Ebro has ideas. When Ebro just starts going.
Wait. Of course, it's definitely strange. But that doesn't mean that these people aren't human beings and they don't deserve a platform and we shouldn't try to understand what they're going through.
That is an interesting way of putting what we're doing. I feel like we're pointing and going, what the F is that?
No, I just want to know what I want to know if a nail technician has experienced this and put a nail on.
So then shouldn't we ask to hear from the people who actually have the extra digits?
I just finished saying that.
Okay, okay.
All right, not if just you have an extra finger or if you are a nail tech, we'll take either one.
I have a question.
Yes, Juanito.
Do they charge for the sixth nail?
Cass One already asked that question. Yeah. All right, y'all are a mess. I hate all of you.
Happy Friday.
I hate all of you right now. I was really just trying to do a quick little thing and get a quick phone call. Did a nail technician call, Shani?
Yes.
There's three people. I don't know if they're nail technicians. Would you like me to try?
Is there an MJ? You see MJ?
Yes. Wait. I have another question.
Yes.
No, Juanito.
Here we go. MJ.
MJ, are you a nail technician or do you have six fingers or six toes?
No, I'm a nail tech.
Have you ever experienced this where somebody came in with the extra finger and extra toe?
I actually experienced before I became a nail tech. I had a friend, she had a little extra finger, but she never got it painted. It was just like, I don't know how to explain it. It was just weird.
Okay, now that you're a nail tech, next question. Somebody comes in with a six finger or a six toe. Are you charging extra?
No, because it's kind of like part of the hand.
There you go. All right. That's fair.
They want, like, if it's an extra finger and it has like a long nail, they want some extra bling on it, then I might charge extra. But
you're a fair person.
Shani, you said you got another one?
Ooh, yeah, yes. We got somebody.
Tina.
Tina, you going with Tina?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Tina, good morning. You're a nail tech or you have six fingers or six toes?
Good morning. No, neither, but I actually went to a nail salon and there was a woman who was doing extra thumb.
Yes, the extra thumb. That's what I saw.
Yeah, she was doing but she was a nail technician, so At first, I was like, oh, I felt like something extra on my thumb, and I didn't realize it until I looked down, and she had two thumbs working on my hand, and I just had to be like, oh, okay, not make any faces or anything, and just continue.
You were in shock. You wanted to say something, but you knew it had been foul, so you kept your mouth shut and dealt with the extra finger touching you.
Listen, I had to be,
you know,
cordial and just, you know, but
she did
a great job.
But Tina,
I'm sure she had extra fingers, so she had extra skills.
Like, was the nail tech, you know, sometimes the nail techs have their nails done and sometimes they don't because they obviously
work with
their hands. Yes,
they were done. They were like a clear, like, sparkly pink. Yep.
Okay. Even the 6-1, sparkling.
Yep.
This is magical. These people are magical. Thanks for your phone call. Wow. Listen, I loved every bit of that. Have you guys ever met anyone? Anybody on the show ever met anybody other than the people we know? Juanito said he had six toes. Griff said he had six toes.
We got one caller who has six.
Oh, let's talk to him.
Oh.
Thomas.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
He's good lying. Morning. I can already tell he's lying.
You think?
You got six toes,
man? Good morning. Can you not have six fingers? 42 years, six fingers.
Six fingers. So on both hands or just one hand?
Just one.
Now, do you ever go get mani-pedi?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do they charge you extra for the extra finger or not?
No, sir. Mm.
Okay. That's the essence of the dumbest part of this segment, that they would charge for an extra finger. That's why I'm not into this.
Why? Because you're like, why would they do such
a thing? The premise is so stupid that they would be like, oh, an extra thumb.
Here's the thing, Rosenberg. Do you know that for every single stone they use or any design, they charge you? So Ebro's not wrong because it's another stone or another bling or another paint.
Okay, but Laura, that would still make it a stupid question. If you're telling me they charge literally by the finger, well, then if you have 11, of course they're going to charge you for 11. But if they charge you by the hand or by the entire manicure, they would be a-holes to go, we do $50 for a manicure. Oh, you got 11 fingers? That's $65.
I mean, listen, it's so rare. I didn't know, man. That's a
discrimination suit just begging to happen.
I got a question.
Is it a...
Ebro, it's not that rare.
Yeah, I don't think it's that rare is what we're learning either.
So is it a thumb or a pinky, and is there a bone in it?
I have a pinky, and there's no bones. It's a feeling.
Yo, Sean, this isn't about boneless wings, man. Let this man have a...
Because, you know, some people might not know.
Yo, man, usually they don't have bones in it. Man.
It's just skin and flesh.
I'm close-minded.
You don't want to learn nothing.
And none of my kids have it, either. That's the amazing part.
None of the kids came out with the extra. Well, thank you for sharing none your story this morning. Listen, I was mind blown. I had never seen it before. And I definitely hadn't seen it where the manicure had been done to it.
Mm. Right.
I was mind blown. Like, I was... Phew. What did Griff say?
Wow.
He said... Rrr, 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 rrr.
Something about his.
Griff, we don't care about yours. You didn't keep yours. If your family would have kept yours, then we would have made you a part of this segment. Open the lines. It's Summer Jam Ticket Time, and DJ John is here. Let's go.
It's DJ John.
DJ John.
I had a great question. What name brand was the glove or the sock they had to get for the six toe or the six finger? Like, what kind of glove do they get?
Like, do you think it's another company that just makes those specifically?
Hold on. This was the great question.
I can't.
Yeah, because I had wide feet, so I had to buy wide shoes. I didn't buy name brands till I was in my teens. So I had to buy wide-shoed feet. It was tough.
I'm sorry?
You bought wide-shoed feet?
Yeah, wide-shoed feet. You know, they come with a size YD. I had to wear the YD.
Yo, he doesn't even know what he said. Right. He has no idea what he said.
So you had wide-shoed feet. You had wide-shoed feet and YD?
Yeah.
Guys.
You buy sneakers, it says size, shoe, YD.
Yo. That's what it says?
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to be clear. It said on the box, size shoe, YD. No, that's what it said on your box?
DY shoe. Yeah, that's what it says.
It says DY shoe.
Wait, hold on.
DY.
Yeah, DY shoe. Yeah.
Yo, you're just saying words and letters, bro. Do you hear yourself?
Yo, your mans don't even know what he be saying. I have wide shoe.
He's dying laughing. He's dying laughing. I can't. Focus, guys.
Yo, because it just clicked. Man. It just clicked that he didn't, what he was saying made no sense.
Ebro, did it? Did it click?
I think.
John, do you know what you said?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was just making it up.
He doesn't know, Ebro.
He doesn't know.
Yo, your man. All right,
who's on the line, man? Let's go. Yo. Let's give away these tickets.
We got Sharon on the line.
Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God. I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you, Sharon. Do you have wide shoot feet?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Sharon, here we go. Answer this question super fast. You will be at the Summer Jam.
Okay. Can you tell us, okay, who did Normani just drop a new single with?
That's easy.
Cardi B.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yo, Cast One, we got to play that joint next.
All right, DJ John, can you tell us what song did Normani use to audition for X Factor with?
You Don't Know My Name, Alicia Keys.
No, Chain of Fools by Aretha Franklin.
Damn.
Sorry, John.
Damn it.
What's the young lady on the phone's name?
Sharon.
Sharon, you are going to Summer Jam.
Sharon.
Oh, my God. I'm
August 22nd, MetLife Stadium, Meek Mill, Migos, Saweetie, CJL Alpha Faruco, Swizz Beatz doing a New York City tribute to DMX,
Summer Jam,
Rowdy Rebel, Bobby Shmurda, and more.
Summer Jam.
Yo.
Summer jam.
She won it from DJ Jam.
Summer jam.
He back from Jamaica.
Summer jam.
But he no longer a Jamaican. In the summertime. She go in the summertime.
Sharon, hang on. We'll get some info from you.
In the summertime.
Yo, before we get to that new Normani, we got flashing lights right now. Laura Styles, let's get it.
Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
You got the flashing lights. Laura Styles can put us
Man, this is scary. Lil Durk and his girlfriend, India Cox, were victims of a home invasion and aggravated assault this past Sunday.
Yo.
They were just chilling in their home a little after 5 a.m. Like, a bunch of you know, it says by the details I'm reading, it's like a number of folks busted in their home.
And they caught hot ones. Lil Durk and his girl India was standing, it was ready.
Yes, they had firearms and they shot too. They shot back. It was a
shootout. And
they
weren't injured. And so basically there was a shootout. Lil Durk, in his home, they tried to run a home invasion on Durk and his girl India, and they had them things weighing.
That's scary, man. You're at home sleeping and people just busting your home and there's a shootout. But thankfully, none of them got hurt. They're still looking for him, but I can't even. Yo, that, what a violation. It's so scary. I probably couldn't stay at that home anymore.
I would imagine that, you know, probably Durk, similar. Like, he's probably considering, you know, finding another residence. But, you know, so look, this scary. Is why people have guns in their house. This is why people keep protection in their home. This is what people make sure that they're licensed and trained for. You know what I mean? Because if God forbid this happens one day, especially if you're, you know, having money like Lil Durk is. And Lil Durk, they got children. And I don't know if the children were at the home when this took place. I hope not. But if they had to stand there and protect their kids and their valuables and themselves, no, it's a scary story. No way around it.
Oof. I mean, but I'm just happy none of them were hurt. Yeah, just reading the details freaked me out. Oof.
Yeah.
That's your flashing light support.
It says nobody was hurt, man.
Yeah, that's your flashing light support. The time is 8 a.m. Today is going to be hot, a high of 93 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Coming up, we run through this Pop Smoke album. Make sure you keep it locked. The Pop Smoke album is out on the album. Ross, Kanye, Pusha T a couple of times. Takeoff is on there. I love that they got the Pop Smoke Ross Swish on there. You know, Ross Swish and Pop Smoke been running for a minute. Lil TJ's on the album. Phenomenal Pop Smoke album out. But this Cardi B Normani, run the tunes. WQHT New York City, Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Where the squad gets together to heal the world, to make it a better place.
For you and for me and the entire human race,
there's a choice we're making.
I thought it was their people dying.
There are people dying.
By the way, you know what I saw for the first time over July 4th? Free Willy. Never seen it.
I've never seen that joint.
Granted, the song's not from Free Willy. It's a different song that's similar, but...
All right, you let's digress? Focus and heal the world, okay? Rosenberg, who needs help?
That's right, exhale.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. The Guru Laura at gmail.com. Dear gurus.
Shout out to Africa.
Shout to Africa. Please keep me anonymous. I'm a loyal podcast listener from England.
All right, Jeffrey.
Perfect. Well, then I will read the rest of this with a British accent.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Oh, God. Go ahead, my boy.
Shout out to y'all making me laugh each and every day.
That's Irish.
Here's my issue.
That's definitely that's Irish. Irish.
Since about 6 months ago to a year. Oh, sorry. Here's my issue.
There we go.
Since about 6 months to a year more, of life was basically ruined by the pandemic, I've been trying to have a different outlook on my life.
More Dave Attenborough. More.
Live in the moment.
There you go.
Try saying yes to things I'd normally not enjoy doing. And most importantly, trying to stay off my phone and social media apps when I'm out with friends. The big thing is, my friends are always on their phones when we're together. Doesn't matter
what... Bloody phone!
Doesn't matter...
Crikey! Crikey.
I think that's Australia, isn't it?
That's Australian.
He's definitely Australian.
Dumb Americans. Doesn't matter what we're doing, eating, drinking. I almost walked out of the cinema last weekend as they were all...
You didn't,
Well, no, cinema was already British. Oh. You didn't have to go to... Okay. As they were all checking their phones halfway through a movie, and it made me... They were checking their mobile phones.
The telly.
And it made me embarrassed to be with them. The issue is that this is making me not want to hang out around them. We've been a very close friend group since the age of 12 and are all now 28 years old. We hang around each other, at each other's houses on weeknights, and go out on most weekends. But them constantly being on socials is ruining the fun.
It's boring. Is a male writer.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Throws off the accent.
It's boring, and I feel like... But wait, hold on, Shani. I'm always doing a male voice for women
or men.
Like,
I don't understand.
What does it matter if I'm British or not?
This got crazy.
Finish the context. Yeah, go
ahead. Okay, sorry. Am I being a bit dramatic? Maybe. I brought it up to them many times, but they don't care and continue anyway. This is making me not want to hang around with my closest friends. Is it too small of an issue to be upset about? Do I just deal with it? Or do I branch out and try to find new friends or new ways to do things on my own? Any advice would be appreciated. Many thanks.
I'm just...
I mean, you're just going to dump all your friends because like, they're always on their phone? That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, you're gonna
the only thing that was friend about this whole segment was you attempting to do that accent. The email itself is stupid and ridiculous, and so is this person.
Why are you considering getting rid of your friends because they're being annoying on their phone?
Right.
No, because you decided that you wanted to be off your phone. And now, because everybody else hasn't made the decision,
they
you
didn't
made.
Immediately get on board.
Right.
Right. Like,
and
what's
did you
happening?
Even have a discussion with them about trying?
Good point.
Yeah, no, fam. It's too much. Like, it's fine if you want to stop being on your phone so much. And if you want to hang out with other people, you can. But to get rid of all your friends,
because you have social media
hey guys,
on their phones.
I'm working on being off my phone when we go out.
Can
and hang
we
out.
Do this together?
Can we try?
I would love it if y'all would do it too, because I'm not going to lie, the whole thing annoys me.
And he says it's embarrassing.
We went through this right here.
I
had one of my many times when I get on my phone and start yelling at everyone. And people either... By the way, here's what happens with real friends. It's happened here. I would be like, Laura, Ebro, you're not paying attention because you're busy on your phone. And they'd be like, shut up. You're annoying. And then over time, people actually might be impacted because they hear it over and over again.
Right.
But you can't just expect it and be like, oh, really? We're getting off our phones? Let's throw it in the garbage right now.
Right.
Give them a minute, man. See if it takes.
You gots to chill.
Yeah, you gots
you
got
to chill,
bro.
Fam.
You're just overdoing it.
All right. You'll be wrap this up and play EPMD. You gots
to
chill.
You gots to chill.
Oh, we love a good guru
so
ending with that.
So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashlight.
I know you're ready for the flashing light. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
Man, our boy Wiz Khalifa contracted COVID. So we hope that, you know, we wish him a speedy recovery. I hope that everything goes well. He did tweet that he didn't have no symptoms. He was, okay, loved ones, so your boy got COVID. No symptoms, just staying away. Just stay away from me for a little while.
So he tested positive, but he's not sick.
Now, tell the whole story, Laura.
But
you're not telling the whole story.
I'm going. Twitter dug up some of his tweets, and he basically had a tweet where he said, man, y'all could keep these damn masks. So he was not about protecting himself. Fast forward, here we are.
I mean, listen, if he lived that life, he had a pretty good run. Pretty good run without COVID if he wasn't into masks.
Right. That Delta, they say, spreads quick.
It sure is. Yesterday was not a good day.
How are the numbers yesterday?
Well, yesterday was... I don't know about the numbers, Laura, but yesterday the Yankees-Red Sox series got canceled, or the first game got canceled. We'll see what happens today.
Los Angeles County will reinstate its mask mandate regardless of vaccination status starting this weekend amid a rise in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations. That's CNN.
The Yankees have three players confirmed, by the way, and all three were, people are saying, were vaccinated.
Producer Griff just texted us, 49 out of 50 states have seen COVID spikes. We just got to be careful, guys. Just wear your mask. Keep your hands sanitized.
Fam, listen.
Just try, man. Damn.
If you're if you're getting a COVID test, which a lot of people have to now, for whatever it is you're doing, if you're going in and out of places or you're, you know, working, you got to keep getting these tests, even if you're vaccinated. Traveling also, you know, you got to have a test. So that means that, A, people are getting tested and it's showing up, or B, they're not vaccinated and they're going to the hospital because they don't feel good and they're counting those cases. And so most of what I'm hearing is the people coming down with COVID, like to the tune of 99%, are not vaccinated.
Yeah, same. That's what I'm reading in all the reports.
So if y'all want to be mad at somebody when this second wave hits, for the reason that we got to put these masks back on, and the reason your small business got slowed down again, or the reason your kid got to stay home from school in September when it come back around, or whatever the future holds, it's the people who refuse to get vaccinated.
But they're putting these mandates up whether you have the vaccine or not, because they're saying that the Delta variant can go through that vaccine.
That's not what they're saying.
No.
They don't know that the vaccine is going to hold up to this Delta variant. That's out there.
I mean, the research.
Because it just came out. But yeah, that's not why people are going to the hospital. They're going to the hospital because they're not vaccinated.
Because, you know,
if people wasn't going to the hospital,
you can get
if people
COVID.
Wasn't going to the hospital, they wouldn't be acting the way they're acting right now.
Yeah, you can get COVID if you have the vaccine. You just won't end up in the hospital, though. That's I don't understand. You just won't end up in the hospital.
Well, some people won't. Some people
I mean,
won't.
That.
And honestly, that, the majority, that was,
most Shawnee, people that's a tough won't. Argument. That's,
it's a tough. It's all around is tough.
No, no, no. But
trying
I'm saying,
to figure it out.
But I'm saying that the hospitalizations are really not vaccinated people at almost any level. Like yesterday, for example, Rich Eisen, the sports broadcaster, announced he got COVID after getting both shots of Pfizer, and he felt symptoms. So it's likely Delta variant. He's 52 years old, but he's staying at home and he's fine. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he did get it, but that vaccination is keeping him from the hospital. And that is what people are seeing mostly, is that I think the uptick in hospitalizations, that's unvaccinated people.
Well, and that's the thing that scares the authorities the most, right, is having hospitals full of people again.
Of course.
That's the big, it's not, Shawnee, people, the authorities aren't afraid that people are going to have to stay home because they got COVID.
Right.
That's not the concern. The concern is people having to go to the hospital and dying because of COVID. And they have to be proactive about it. And if more people got vaccinated, that wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah, a lot of these hospitals don't have the manpower or the beds.
Right.
You know, and not to mention the smaller towns or islands, you know, they just cannot handle it. Cannot. So therefore, people will just die without medical help. You know, man.
It's crazy.
I'm just praying, man, that we get through this. Praying we get through this.
It's very weird, too, because, like, you know, this weekend, for example, I'm going to Texas to go to live events. Like, everyone's going back to live events, full buildings at the NBA Finals. It's all, everyone's kind of doing that, but we're also seeing these spikes, so it's complicated.
Now, the other side, if y'all want my conspiracy theory, the other side is they're going to get these vaccines moved off these shelves before they go bad. So if we gotta send out the word that these upticks is causing some problems, California's shutting it, or L.A. County's shutting it down.
Right.
They're going to get some vaccines out here.
Well, but who is the person? You mean the government feels that way?
Yeah, they want to make, they're still, I mean, Biden's about to roll out the door-to-door campaign, the door-to-door, air quote, education campaign. where they're going to start going door to door and seeing, you know, who's vaccinated. Here's a pamphlet. Please get vaccinated type of thing.
Yeah, they pushing that heavy. They want everybody back. You got yours yet?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I haven't got mine yet.
I just got my second dose 2 days ago. I was fine.
Laura didn't have nothing. She walked right through it. Boom, boom, pow.
Yeah, I had no issues. Nothing.
Laura, do you think it was because you already had COVID?
I don't know. I hear different stories. I hear people who got COVID got a bit of a reaction. The second shot. Some people say the first. I was talking to the nurses. She's like, it's such a mixed bag. She's like, I've heard everything. First one, the second one, nothing at all. The nurses, one got a slight fever the second time, but she was like, you know, it was overnight, and the next day I was fine. I just got a little bit of a sore arm, but, you know, nothing crazy. I'm fine.
I mean, listen, I can't tell you about... I can tell you that how my vaccination process for this went. I can't tell you about all the other vaccinations I've had, because I had so many, I don't remember what they are.
How was your experience with your... Because you took the J&J. How was your experience with that?
I mean, it was fine until I started reading all the terrible things after. I feel protected. I've been moving around and living life since I got it.
Right.
I got sick after I got it for about 15 to 18 hours.
Okay.
And then it passed. But to me, that sort of makes sense because it was double the dose. It was one shot for the whole thing.
So
I was expecting to feel a little sick, but I wanted it done.
Right.
And we'll see if there's a booster needed. But I just think people take for granted, you know, I've no longer try to convince people to do something they don't want to do.
Fact.
I will just present this. We've been getting vaccines. We really have. A lot. To travel from birth, practically. And a city like New York City, if there wasn't vaccines, there is no city. We wouldn't all be able to survive together. And I know the idea of it being new is concerning to people, but it's not quite as new as people think.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flash in your life. And Laura Styles can put us on.
Get up, wake that ass up.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
The number one morning show in New York City.
Lead it.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.